I'm John Batchelor with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, who helps me understand the matters of the Americas. This is the New World Report. Ernesto, this is a puzzle to me. Thousands of Argentines took to the streets around the country, and especially in Buenos Aires, to commemorate the anniversary of the 1976 military coup that lasted 8 years and led to widespread repression, torture, and disappearances. Why are they celebrating a coup? And does this in any fashion influence politics in Brazil? We have a few minutes.
Yes, it does. Both things. In the case of Argentina, well, the history is always more complicated than the way it's told, right? So, yes, there were many disappearances, assassinations, of course, probably tens of thousands. But one thing that Milei's administration is trying to review is, well, are those numbers really like that? The classic number is 30,000 disappeared and assassinated people. And the second is the lack of any mention that was in the last decades about assassinations performed by extreme left groups in Argentina, some of them that led, according to some of those assassinations and terrorist attacks led to the coup from the military. So I think it's an effort not to rewrite history, but to set things more straight. And with Milei, I think what came in Argentina is, okay, let's look back to our past. And is the narrative that was told since the 80s really correct, that you had only one side to that story, or you have more than one side? So, and this connects, as you said, with Brazilian history, because in a few days, March the 31st, it's going to be the 60th anniversary of what by some is considered a coup, by others considered a revolution in Brazil in 1964, which ousted then left-wing president João Goulart and introduced the 20 years of military rule.
And that military rule, what is the narrative today for Lula da Silva? Is that something that's associated with Bolsonaro? Do they say, beware Bolsonaro, he'll bring back 64? Is that the claim?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, they say, well, it was a dictatorship, and Bolsonaro was always, let's say, praiseworthy regarding what the military did. Not, of course, the torture or assassinations, but the need for order and not letting the country go towards the model of Cuba. So we have to recall, that's one point, 1964, it was only 5 years after the Cuban Revolution and Fidel Castro and all that. And Brazil was apparently really going full Cuba. So many people call it a counter coup because the institutions were being penetrated by people who wanted to transform Brazil into some sort of Cuba. Anyway, so, well, history is always open. We used to say that in Brazil, the past is unpredictable. So that's part of it.
And today, with Bolsonaro, the allegations against Bolsonaro, he can't travel, he can't leave the country, he doesn't have a passport. He's disenfranchised from the next election. What else do they want from him? Do they want him to sit in jail? Is that the ambition? We have a minute.
Yes, I think that's the end game from the point of view of Lula and the whole corrupt system, because Bolsonaro is still seen as someone who can challenge, or the only one who can challenge, this corrupt system, even though I think that today it wouldn't be the case. He doesn't have the political clout for that anymore, but he's still seen that way. So the end game would be either have him arrested, or, which would even be better for the system, to totally cut his wings and make him permanently a hostage of any sort of investigation, and permanently with a sword over his head. Oh, you're going to be arrested. You're going to be arrested. Because if he's arrested, he can be turned into some sort of martyr, and they don't want that. So it basically is a power game,
right,
for this whole corrupt system that controls Brazil to stay in power.
Ernesto Araújo, I'm learning the politics of Brazil are many layered, and right now they're celebrating a coup in Argentina, and it's within days of a 60-year memory of the coup in Brazil. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.